This is a Kaboom podcast production from BYU Radio.
Goblin Town. An open door. And another open door.
While Bonzi was who knows where, 1,000 citizens of Olympusdale were converging on City Hall. They'd been through a lot in the past couple days. The military lockdown, that end of the world sound, which the 1952s dubbed the Thunder Zap. And of course, all the missing people, including me and my dad. After 2 days with no power, no phone service, no running water, and no answers, the Olympians were done waiting. And now for chapter 6, the invisible, musical, prison.
How many people, Doolittle?
The auditorium seats about 400, but there are a lot of people standing, plus at least 500 in the square.
Power situation?
Just enough gas generators to run the lights and audio system. Couldn't take any from the clinic. At least we have a little good news for them with the Franklin warehouse discovery.
Stay sharp, Doolittle. I've seen what a mob can do.
Ah, when you were a cop in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and then on deployment in Jakarta. Ugly. I want reports every 10 minutes from platoon leaders.
Yes, sir. And non-lethal acoustic and microwave crowd control measures are standing by.
Good. But those are last resorts. Any kind of force we use against our citizens feeds fear. Never forget that fear is the enemy. It makes people crazy, whether they're soldiers or civilians.
And if they riot?
We do not tolerate vandalism or violence of any kind. We use all necessary force to stop it immediately.
Sounds like kind of an impossible paradox.
Exactly. So where's my teleprompter?
Sir?
It was a joke, Captain.
Chess, report.
Nothing yet. Our night vision gear has impressive sensitivity, but resolution is sadly limited.
Skinny?
My goggles are picking up a huge cyclops-like creature. Oh, wait, that's you.
Very funny.
I don't think this is where the drone went down.
I concur.
Are you sure?
Reyna, Chesterton has an eidetic memory, and I have a highly attuned sixth sense developed from seeking hidden treasures on thousands of levels of video games. We're not in the right place.
Someone's coming.
Get down!
They must have spotted us.
I see him now, moving fast.
He's dodging through the trees.
Impressive skills.
He's headed right towards us. What do we do?
We can't outrun him. If we move, he'll see us. Just try to hide.
He's right on top.
Nails!
Oh, hi, guys. You're here. Bonzi was right. I mean, Bonzi! Are those night vision goggles? Cool.
Niels! What are you doing here?
Oh, working for them, no doubt. Blowing our operation.
Did you follow us?
What? No. I was trying to get the drone.
Why?
To get the backup video recording. I don't think we should trust Doolittle.
Astute.
Let us not forget that gray zone between astute and nefarious, where so many villains reside.
I don't believe you, Niels.
It was your idea.
Mine?
You told Captain Doolittle that the drone crashed miles away, when it actually crashed pretty much right on top of us. So I, put the clues together, and I assumed you wanted to keep it safe. This would naturally be the best time to come find it, since everybody's at the town hall.
Did you find the drone?
Yes, but the soldiers got there first. That's why I ran. I don't know if they saw me.
We must, Niels, of course, allow for the possibility that you retrieved the footage and are concealing it.
You want to check my armpits?
Soldiers.
Shh, get down.
Okay, everybody, settle down. Deputy Mayor Reese will be here soon. You all should join the choir.
Who's that?
The local pastor, Dan Anders.
Doolittle, send a reminder to the platoon leaders. We are the happy, helpful army. Any soldier who so much as frowns at a civilian without any cause will spend a week in the Stargate.
Right away, sir.
You should try praying with that voice, Mo.
Here's Reese, finally.
Hello, Major.
The podium is all yours.
Thank you, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could all sit down, thank you for coming. We'll be passing around a microphone, and Major Wolf and I will do our best to answer every question you put to us. We just... folks, we'll have some answers tonight, but you'll need to settle down.
Heads up. A few of them are armed with tomatoes and eggs.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
Yuck. Folks, now's not the time to be wasting food. Please, no more eggs.
Uh-oh. Major Wolf, some of the soldiers are getting pelted, too.
This could spiral out of control quickly. We can try this again tomorrow, during the day, when it's not dark.
Thompson twins, Mo, that's enough of that. Stop that right now.
Who's that?
Martha Smith, Orville Smith's wife.
Quiet down, everybody. All right. Thompson twins, apologize for throwing those tomatoes.
Sorry.
Okay, find a seat if you can, everyone, and please, please be quiet. Let's do this respectfully.
Sir, did that mob lady just silence the mob? Or maybe they're just getting ready for a cannibalistic ritual.
Thanks to the PTA and Sunday school organizations, we were able to mobilize house to house collecting nominations for a spokesperson. I've been asked to communicate our questions and concerns to the civic and military authorities.
Impressive.
Doolittle, how did they elect a representative in less than a day under lockdown?
I have some things to say that I think come from all of us here in Olympus Dale. First, what is the status of the search for missing persons?
Yeah!
We put together a list of friends and family we haven't heard from. Dan, could you run this over to Major Wolf? Thank you. Please compare this list to yours and make sure no one is missing from either. Our top concern as a community and as husbands, wives, brothers, and sisters is for the missing.
That's right. We want answers.
Where's my wife?
It'll be okay, Todd. We'll find her. Second, what is going on outside? Why can't we leave town? Whether it's a pandemic or a war, we have a right to know.
Okay, I think the soldiers are gone.
Praise be. Greatly though I esteem you, Chess, I don't prefer lying in the dirt with your batteries jammed into my bladder.
Batteries?
Indeed, Niels. I wear these battery packs to power my ventricular assist device.
Part of his heart is artificial. So what?
Nothing. I was just wondering. I think it's cool.
But back to my bladder. I need to go spend a penny.
You can hold it, Skinny. Niels, are you sure the soldiers took the drone?
Yes.
Dang it! No one will believe what I saw outside the valley.
Maybe we could steal it back from them.
You want to get shot?
This isn't just some experiment for me. My sister and dad are out there.
Okay. There's nothing more we can do tonight. Let's wait here 5 more minutes to make sure the army guys are gone, then go home.
Chuffed. Which, across the pond, means I'm happy to concur.
Thanks. But I meant, let's wait quietly.
Do you think it will rain?
Shh.
221.
What?
221. One of the variables in the equation.
You got it.
Who told you?
It was elementary, my dear Skinny.
Don't worry, Skinny. There's no way he'll get the other 4. Now be quiet, both of you.
I don't believe it. We've got a major security breach in the organization.
Shh. Reyna, we may not have the drone, but it occurs to me that we could still take a look at the outside world through the window on the west.
No. Not with Jock Boy here. That's our most secret outpost. Out of the question.
Perhaps if Niels would subject himself to a blindfold.
Okay, thanks everyone. Let's let Major Wolf and Deputy Mayor Reese talk.
If an election were held today, Mrs. Smith, you'd have my vote. May I begin by saying simply that I mourn with you, with all of you. I'm new to this town, but I had the pleasure of getting to know some of the missing. We won't stop until we find them. Now, Major Wolf, how about some answers to Mrs. Smith's questions?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor, Mrs. Smith. I appreciate the orderliness of this gathering. Let me start with some good news. We have located a power supply, and the Army Corps of Engineers is working around the clock to make it available on a limited basis. And there is plenty of food and water. Enough for months, if needed.
What's that supposed to mean?
Major Wolf, are you implying that this crisis could go on for months?
Please remember that we're all on the same side.
Prove it!
Look, the men and women under my command are citizens of Olympus Dale, like you.
We want to leave.
Our first priority, the first priority of the United States military, is your safety. I cannot guarantee your safety if you do not respect the protective perimeter.
Settle down, everybody. Keep it civil. Major Wolf, we know you and our servicemen and women are doing their best to do their job. But this is a community built on family, faith, and freedom. You have done the unthinkable and turned our city into a prison.
Wow. Good speech, Mom. Speaking of prisons, if you wanted to make a really big one, Olympus Dale would actually be the perfect place, since it's surrounded by a ring of mountains. In fact, there are only a few gaps in the valley. The freeway exit is one, then the foothill pass where Private Tuckett died, and you can't even see outside from those places unless you go pretty far. Except for the third gap.
Ow, Skinny!
What's just that?
I'm blindfolded, remember? Guys, we've been going for a while.
Are we there yet, Mommy? But seriously, are we there yet?
Okay, Niels. We're going to be crawling under some big roots.
I'm going to need to hold on to someone.
Oh, you'll make it. Just squirm in the path of least resistance.
Ow!
Sorry.
Just take my hand, Niels.
Okay.
No need. Hey, Niels, you just, hold on to my heel.
Over!
So like Mother's Womb. Name that movie.
Oh, I know that one. Never mind.
Lady Hawk!
Okay, can I take off this blindfold?
Niels pulled off the blindfold and looked around to see a section of woods filled with huge, old-growth trees and enclosed by giant boulders.
Behold Henneth Anun, the window on the west.
It's a secret pocket of the woods. Past those trees and rocks, you can actually look out of the valley.
I hear something.
Listen, do you smell something? Name that movie.
Ghostbusters, now shh.
Actually, it does kind of smell like rain.
It's somewhat musical.
It's coming from over there.
That's where the opening is. Let's check it out.
Of course, it could be giant flesh-eating bats. In which case, our sense of environmental responsibility would require us to come back during the day.
Maybe we should slow down.
We're almost there.
Niels could be right. It's not impossible, you know.
There's something here. I can feel it.
They approached the very edge of Olympus Dale, passing the last trees of the forest. But instead of a view to the outside world, they saw something else.
What is this?
Look! Colors! And Raina, your hair! It's floating!
Amazing!
Chesterton, Raina, stop walking towards it!
We need to know what it is! Don't you want to know?
Yeah, but guys, what about experimentation? The scientific process? You don't even know what it is! You guys, stop!